for a lot of time, they could control the ball 20-20, but in the red zone, they just couldn't finish drives. And that goes to Dave's point with the defense. When you can't finish drives, put points on the board, it puts more pressure on the defense, and eventually that defense was going to break. So we saw flashes, a quarter here, a quarter there, a half here. It's just a matter of putting it all together. And I think if they could just put one whole game together against a quality opponent, I'm not talking like a Memphis where everybody beats Memphis. They haven't won since like 2015. Put it against a quality opponent, and then I think that belief starts to, you know, spread through the entire program to where we, hey, we won a game against a quality opponent. We're eager to get back to practice and do it again and do it again and do it again. And all of a sudden, you have a 4, 5, or 6 win team. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but if they can continue to make those strides, that improvement, I think it, within the next year or two, we could see that.
This is a team that could benefit from, they all mentioned the little things, but taking care of the football, number one, extending drives and shortening other teams' drives. And you will instantly see an offense that only scored 12.5 points a game and gave up over 33, and you will see that number come back to balance. And I think that's got to be step number one. They got to almost double their points per game total, and that 33 points a game has got to come back down to even, whether it's 24 and 24 or whatever. And you will then see wins come with that, and you will see games where they are in it until the last play and maybe only lose by a touchdown or two scores. But to lose every game 33-12 is not fun, and it is contagious. And that's part of the reason that they're losing kids, and they're not getting the motivation, and they're not getting probably the hard enough work at practice, and they're not finishing drives, games, quarters, halves, you name it.
Well, I think that sums it up pretty well there. With Bad Axe, we'll have on air in week number 2, Vassar at Bad Axe. This Friday, though, they are on the road at Harbor Beach to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates on Friday. Home against Vassar, at Lakers, home against USA, home against Brown City, and then back to divisional play at Cass City, home against Reese, a team they beat on the road last year, at Carroll, and then home against Sandusky on October 19th to round out the regular season. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have the Ubly Bearcats. We shift to the Greater Thumb East in this upcoming segment being brought to you by Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe. For your hunting and fishing needs, make it Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, where the bucks are big, the tails are long, and all of the deer are four-legged. Give them a call at 269-GUNS. You're listening to The Strong Side.
For everything to do of hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone, and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Thumb Bank and Trust presents a rewards program where you choose where to spend those points. This is Patty Reinhart from your Thumb Bank office in Pigeon. Each time you use your Thumb Bank and Trust Master Money Card, you earn points. But unlike other reward programs where it takes forever for your points to accumulate and you only have limited options on where to spend those points, or if your current financial institution is eliminating points altogether, You Choose Rewards changes all that. Ask about the You Choose program at Thumb Bank, and you'll be stunned by the hundreds of retailers where you'll earn big rewards and thousands of redemption choices. The more you use your card, the more points you earn. Just go to www.thumb.bank and click on the You Choose Rewards link to sign up. It's that easy. Then you can start earning money while you shop. Thumb Bank and Trust, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, where you can listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Just go to that website, click the Listen Live, and you'll be taken right to all the action every Friday night, which starts at 6:10 p.m. on Friday as the Ugly Bearcats and USA Patriots go head-to-head with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen on your call. We've taken a look at the Greater Thumb West. Now we traverse further on M142 and take a turn down M19 until we find ourselves in the valley of Ugly Bearcat Country. Jim Becker, now the head coach for the Greater Thumb Conference foe of the Ugly Bearcats, associated with the program for about 20 years, 10 years as defensive coordinator, now at top of the game as Dave Kaufman, after 7 years, hung up his headset, finishing 47-25, winning 65% of all of his games. And I met up with Jim Becker this week. Can't remember what day it was, and here's how it sounded.
Well, I'm obviously hoping for good things. We're replacing a lot of kids. We graduated a lot of guys, so we got some young spots, young kids filling some big key roles. But, you know, we're still going to be a running football team, football team, 52 defense. Still looks the same as the previous couple of years. Hopefully we can replicate it as good as what we've done in the past. But we got a lot of positions we got to fill, young kids have to step up this year. So on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to start with two 10th graders at linebacker, and you know, that's a quick learning curve. Kids are really doing a good job. Carson Haleski and Nolan Van Erp, they played JV linebacker, so they know a little bit, but varsity competition, that's a whole different ball game. The backfield is pretty much new, and the and you know, the offensive front, it's really a whole new front and a whole new defensive front. So we've really got to get the kids to do it. You know, it's blocking and tackling. So whoever we put in there has got to get the skill and got to want to do it. The biggest key is really going to be, it's the blocking and tackling. On the defensive side, again, we've got three returners on defense. We're going to have to, you know, really specialize in tackling, gain tackling, and on the offensive side, utilize our strengths. We got some kids that can run a little bit, and that's going to require us to, you know, maybe spread it out a little bit, hit some sweeps and, you know, things like that. You know, you're going to have to run the ball, high school football. I like to, we call it ugly football, you know, that T formation, you know, the middle traps, you know, and the trapping game and power football, really. We call that our bread and butter. But we also got a couple little other things that we can do. I got Casey Sweeney, who he just loves to run wild. So, you know, maybe there's times we just let him run wild. We're a running team. You know, we really need to focus on what Ugly does, and that's run the football and tackle. You know, so that's my job, to get the coaches to do it and the players to do it. They're a tough team. I think it's going to be a great opening week. We told our kids, man, it's going to be a battle. I mean, it's USA, one of the best programs around here. They play with a lot of tradition. So do we. It's like you said, mirror images, you know, probably the same formation most of the time. They're going to be the same, and the defense is, you know, they run a 5-2, we run a 5-2. We do our things a little differently, very similar in terms of schemes, and you know, they're a run the ball team and we're a run the ball team, and I think it's gonna be a really good football game. I think the team that tackles the best wins the ball game.
That's Jim Becker, first-year head coach for the Ugly Bearcats, and coming off of a 7-3 season. Two of those losses were to Harbor Beach last year, which was the loss in the first week of the playoffs against Harbor Beach on the road. But they had a heck of a season, scoring 36 points, running the ball, and only allowing 16.4. Some good numbers there, and what's in store this year for the Ugly Bearcats?
Well, more of the same, really. With Jim Becker taking over, this is a guy who's been with the program closely with the program for 20 years. It just, his role is, as far as head coach, is only different. I think he'll still handle those defensive duties, which is where he really shined as an assistant coach through that really good stretch of the early 2000s. So I like the fact that Ugly went internally and went with a familiar face. The kids know him, the community knows him, and everybody knows what to expect. And like he said on your interview, it's ugly football. We know what we're going to get.